404 DGS on KMOX. Just telling the guys, I don't understand covering the Donald Trump motorcade. Like, if someone shoots a missile, okay, good for you, you got a scoop. But it's not the OJ slow speed chase. He's not making a run for the border. He's just going home to Trump Tower, and they're following every single movement of the vehicles. I don't understand that.
No, I don't either. And you can do this every day?
Right, every day for 2 months.
I don't understand why anybody's really... I mean, I get why you're making news out of the initial story that, hey, presidential candidate is in court today. But, like, we're not going to find out anything for a long time. They're just picking jurors right now. Nothing is being discussed of seriousness.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Because, I mean, let's be honest, CNN likes to roll around in it. They're like, oh my gosh, can you believe it's happening? And it's like, yeah, I can. At this point, there's...
Because we knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, you told us.
Yeah.
But you're having a hard time convincing me that this is the only thing going on right now to where you have to, via helicopter, follow this motorcade home. It just, come on. It's
totally
a little
agree.
Much.
Okay, so on Mondays, we do the Sweet 16 brought to you by Weber Chevrolet. Skip's out of town today, and we're going to do two Elite Eights. One, things that are still worth the money, and two, things that are not worth the money. So let's start with number one. Wheels, we'll start with you. What do you consider still worth the dough?
Good sunglasses.
Yeah,
like really good ones that fit, that stay on your face, and that don't break in just a few months, right? Ones that are going to last several years.
Okay.
Interesting.
Fair enough.
I use them a lot in the summertime, in case you don't know.
See, I can't spend more than $20 on sunglasses because I'm so worried I'm going to lose them.
It's a fair concern, but...
I'm in the middle.
Yeah. And I'm not talking about...
I'll go like $100, $120
yes.
on a pair
yeah.
and be careful with them.
Yep.
But I'm not going... $300-$400
no.
because no.
No, I don't do that either. I'm more in your range.
Yeah.
Which is, again, to Rachel's point, it's a lot more than most people want to spend. But to me, totally worth everything about it because they tend to fit better. They don't slide around and they are more durable. I mean, to be honest, when I buy the cheaper ones, they break on me.
Rach.
Okay, so I'm going to go a little less expensive here. The thing that made me think of this category was the Humble Fountain Soda. I mean, it's like $1.80 to get a big Q from QT, and it's worth every penny. It's just a nice treat for yourself.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
What's this in here?
Yeah, I definitely don't drink like four of those a day. I wonder if you start getting diminishing returns after the seventh one of the day.
I'm going to go big, and I'm going to say travel/experiences.
I had travel
too. That's a good, yep, that's a good one.
But
that's a potential winner right there.
It's so expensive.
What, travel?
Yeah. It's a killer. It's too expensive, I think, to travel.
I don't remember, though, and I've not done a lot of super expensive traveling. I don't remember traveling. Of course, most of mine have been with the kids and thought, well, that was a waste of money.
Right.
Or that wasn't worth it.
That's like, true.
I always walk away and say, you know, okay, I dropped even like a few $1,000s. Okay, I dropped a few grand on that trip to Colorado, but we went whitewater rafting. We did this, we did that, and so.
It is usually worth it.
Andrew.
AAA. I will never again leave home without it.
It's a great one.
That is a great one.
Yeah, PSA here for anybody who does not have AAA roadside service.
No.
Get it.
That's a good one.
It has saved me so many times that... I actually hit the maximum amount of times that you can be served.
Wow, really?
Yeah. No, which that's not a shock.
Yeah, I did not know was a thing, but back in like 2013,
AAA's like, I'm going to have to say no to you?
Yep.
Yeah, I called and they were like, you've reached the maximum number of service calls. Because remember when I kept getting flat tires?
I do.
That's when it was during that. They were like, look, we think you're just prank calling us now. You called us.
I think you have a crush on this guy, man.
I think you have emotional needs that we cannot meet for you because you've called us 10 times in the last 2 weeks.
Wheels.
High quality television set. I mean, as much as we watch TV, I mean, for me, it's movies, video games, TV shows.
Yeah.
And it covers, by the way, it keeps you from also, at least for me, I don't feel the need to go see something at a movie theater unless it's just amazing and huge. If it's just a good one, it's going to look just as good on my TV.
I agree.
So I think that's a huge, it's worth every penny.
Yeah. No. Rich.
I'm going to go with shoes, Dave.
Good call.
I had it.
I mean, it's worth it, especially if you got some bad feet going on. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, just quality shoes. Sue Thomas told me a couple years ago, I was looking for boots, and she was like, just spend the money. You're not going to regret it. And I still have the boots that I bought at that time.
It's the only advice my dad ever gave me.
Really?
Yeah. My dad was a working guy, and he always wore, Red Goose shoes.
Red Wings.
And he always said, he's like, if you end up being a working man, which I'm sure parents that he was like, which I doubt, spend money on your shoes. So
Red Goose shoes are a thing,
shut up,
right?
Dad. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I almost choked to death on a Red Goose. The golden egg that you get.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a hot peppermint. And I was in Schneider's shoes in Alton. And I'm chewing it, sucking on it. And suddenly it's in my throat. And mom and dad are talking to the lady. And I'm dying. I'm literally like, I'm dying. I'm seeing my young life pass in front of me. And without looking at me, my dad never stops talking, reaches over, smacks me on the back. This cinnamon thing goes flying across the dusty floor. And I'm like, and they're just like, okay, we'll take the Red Goose shoes.
They're like, it was never that
serious.
We'll
take the Buster Browns. I'm like, damn, brother. Play down a little close.
Sorry about your floor.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay, here's mine that is on both lists. Education.
Oh, man. Yes.
I almost put education on what's not worth it, but I thought you might have it on there already.
Andrew.
I will say on-brand medications.
Okay.
I just think when it comes to, me and Wheeler are going to fight again.
No, I just hit my hand.
Oh, okay.
But he was pretending that was your face.
Yeah. Well, you punched the table right when I said that.
No, I was lifting my hand and it smacked the microphone stand because we got these new stands and they're in different places and then it hurt and I stopped.
But no, I think that I can really tell, not so much with food or whatever, but the on-brand medications, I just think there's a huge difference in quality.
Like ibuprofen or something?
I was thinking specifically more along the lines of both the allergy medications and then like Tums.
Okay.
I think the difference between an off-brand...
So you're a big generic guy.
No.
No, he's saying not generic.
I'm a big non-generic guy.
Oh,
I'm a
that's
big
worth
on,
it.
He's saying it's worth it. Right, right,
I think it's worth it to get the,
All right.
The on-brand versions.
Okay, here we go. Things that are still worth the money. Good quality sunglasses versus a big Q soda from QT.
I'm going shades.
I'm
going
to go shades too because sodas are cheaper.
I got to go soda.
Yeah, giving it to the captain.
Oh, definitely shades for me.
Shades for the cat.
Good man, Raj.
Why do you hate soda so much? travel / experiences versus AAA, ironically.
Ooh, I'm going travel.
AAA.
Travel.
Just because they
Although I get why saved. I get why people vote for AAA.
Rachel, you're going to vote against Japan?
No, I'm definitely voting for Japan, but that was a great pick, AAA.
A big TV set versus shoes, which holds their value and is worth the money more.
Wow.
I got to go shoes.
TV set.
I'm going to say shoes.
To the captain.
Yeah, I agree. A good pair of shoes. I mean, TVs are pretty cheap these days, but a good pair of shoes, like you said, it's worth the investment.
Is anyone else picturing Captain wearing nothing but shoes and sunglasses right now?
it's flip-flops
but
right
now.
But
he's not watching TV.
Watching a great big TV.
Not drinking
a
Modot
monitor.
Not drinking a soda.
Yeah.
Education versus name-brand medications.
Oh, man.
Meds.
I'm going to say meds because I don't know.
What am I missing?
Yeah, see, I feel like they're the same exact ingredients when you're going for the generics.
I get what he's saying about like a Tums or something.
But
though. Yet
when I get the off-brand Tums and I eat them versus when I get the on-brand and eat them, I feel a total difference.
I get the Costco brand and they're perfectly good.
I don't know. It's just kind of
maybe it's a placebo effect, but both of us are
falling
for it.
I'm going
my
education.
Lived experience.
Okay, once again to the captain.
Oh, definitely. I take generics all the time. Definitely education for me.
Okay. There's your final four of things that are still worth the money. Sunglasses versus travel / experiences.
Travel.
Sunglasses because I never go anywhere.
You get to go to the sunglass store?
I can take a vacation to the sunglass store.
Okay, that's in the finals versus shoes or education.
Shoes.
Yeah, overall, I would say I would agree. Okay, there you go. What is the best value still? Travel. What you say it's worth the money?
Yep.
Good pair of shoes or travel?
Travel.
Gosh.
Goodness.
I mean, did you say garsh?
I said garsh.
Gosh. Ooh, gosh.
I'll say shoes.
He was just one of the Archies.
I'm goofy. Oh, gosh. Man, that's hard because I feel like shoes are maybe a better investment value, but I value traveling more. I don't know.
Yeah. One's an everyday thing. One's a big life thing. Travel.
I'll go travel.
I said shoes.
All right, let's send it to the captain.
Well, definitely travel. I mean, you can't replace an experience. You can replace a pair of shoes when they wear out.
Boom.
That's true.
I've had many shoes I wish I could get back.
I love many things about Captain Roger Brand. I love nothing more than this. I love how when he votes, he makes you feel real stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Or smart, if you're on his side.
There's simply no other choice.
He should start every sentence with doy.
I mean, if you vote for sunglasses, you're simply a fool.
You want to get the next one started?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so these are things that are not worth the money. You're taking advantage of us. Andrew, we'll start with you.
I will say concerts.
Oh,
good.
They're getting too expensive now.
I almost put that on the other list.
That's really good.
But they're just getting too expensive now, and it's just like dynamic pricing.
Is it Coachella that you had on the list today?
Coachella starts at $500 for a ticket, and I saw a story of a girl who got two burritos, probably like the size of my hand, and a drink, and it cost her $64.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
A little crazy.
Yeah.
Too much, man.
Wheels.
Too much. On that same note, you know, we love it. But fast food,
especially for
lunch. Particular sandwiches, but like just in general, it's way more than it's worth.
Yeah,
that's kind of the point.
Agreed.
I won't put this on, but I had footlongs.
Yeah,
because those used to be a bargain.
I was thinking
of $5
Subway Jimmy John's. Like that's what I was thinking of. But it's all of them.
Like $11 or $12 for a footlong anywhere.
Rach,
coffee. Yeah. As much as I love getting a little coffee treat, I mean, just the amount they hike up the price, especially at like a Starbucks at this point. It's like $7 for a latte. It's insane.
This is a weird one, but I'm going to go just groceries because you could pick anything in the store you want, but it used to be like, well, I can't afford to eat out, so I'm going to go to the grocery store and I'm just going to buy and make dinner. These days, you're not like
even.
That.
You're breaking even.
No, you're not.
You are more often than not, if you're going to make the quality of food that you would get if you go to like a mid-level restaurant or a fast
nonsense.
Food place, you're going to spend almost as much getting the ingredients.
I'll compare
Captain
receipts
Roger
with
Brown's
you. I'll compare receipts with you all day long.
Do you say you'll compare seats?
Receipts.
Oh, I'm like,
stand up, brother.
Rock on. Let's
do it.
Hey, man,
I went.
Rich Nile, Judge.
We went out to a Mexican place last night, and it was $50+ with tips. I can make
that.
Well,
you don't have to go somewhere where you spend $50+.
It's just a regular place.
I have never spent $50+
that they wouldn't fight.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, dude.
That's my wish.
Sorry, but it's absurd.
Unless you're counting paying yourself an hourly wage while you're cooking, then it doesn't come across.
It is so completely absurd to say
Andrew, do you pay yourself an hourly wage or not?
Well, to say you don't compare it, then say you dropped $50+ freaking dollars on dinner. Well, that's a Kevin problem.
No,
it was grocery problem.
It was tacos and burritos. It was a normal dinner.
Was it at Coachella?
Well, yeah. It was at Coachella.
You want to take a break?
Sure.
You want to break this up?
Let's do.
I'm going to go fight him right now.
These two. Yeah, you hit your hand on the mic, then you hit your hand on his face.
Let's go.
See which is harder. All right, we're going to hustle a little bit here. I'm going to go help my mom into her new rehab facility where she's probably going to live from now on. So take all the good thoughts out there I can get. Okay, the Elite Eight of things that are not worth the money anymore. So far, we have concerts, fast food, especially for lunch, and coffee. Is it my turn? I said groceries. Andrew.
I'm going to say, I just had this discussion with my wife. I'm going to say headphones.
I thought you were going to say your wife.
Oh.
Because a lot of times you buy a pair of headphones that's way too nice for you and way too expensive, but you're playing whatever out of like a Chromebook or a phone or whatever. Like you're not playing it out of like a high-end stereo system, so you're really not getting the quality out of those headphones. That's why you put them on in the store and the demo sounds so incredible, and then you take them home and it's not really the same. So it's like, I think
it's
a lot of
times.
It's
more about headphones than I've ever talked.
I'm just saying, I think we get sucked into buying way too expensive headphones most of the time.
Theme parks. I don't think they're worth the experiences anymore. I mean, it's
It's a good one.
$200 to get in, $50 to park, another $50 or $60 to get to the front of the line. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to wait 3 hours for rides, it's ridiculous.
Rach?
Paying for your taxes. And not paying your taxes, but paying like TurboTax.
Right, right.
It's so expensive. I just did it myself. Why am I paying?
I feel you. I had clothes and I had chicken wings because
wings is a good call.
I remember wings used to be, yeah, why the hell not? It's $7.99 for a dozen wings. Now it's $17.99.
Yep.
Yeah, wings is a great one.
Okay, here we go. Things that are no longer worth the money. Concerts versus fast food.
Fast food.
Concert.
Concert.
I like concerts because they are stupid. coffee versus groceries in general.
I think coffee is the bigger ripoff.
Yeah, I do too. Coffee.
Headphones, we're all mad about that one, versus theme parks.
Headphones.
I'll say headphones.
Oh, my God. Okay, Captain.
I was going to say theme parks. I mean, how, you know, especially Six Flags, I guess, is local. But, I mean, if you go out of town to fly, like, to Disney World and stay and go to the park, it's like crazy. Thousands of dollars.
Thousands
you could go to Europe.
Thousands and
magical
thousands.
Magical vacation.
Yep. Taxes, paying for your taxes to be done versus wings.
Wings.
I guess wings. Wings are crazy.
I didn't expect
expensive.
People to be so passionate about wings.
You're in the right room.
Yeah.
No, seriously, though, like, used to be you go out to every meal where they had wings. You're like, oh, we'll start with wings.
Yeah.
Now it's
that
an
was your appetizer, and now you're like, nope.
Final four of things not worth the money anymore. Concerts versus coffee.
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 Concerts.
I'll give it to Captain.
Concerts. They're way out of hand.
I love Captain.
There you go. That's the final word.
Now I feel
theme
dumb.
Parks versus chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
Theme parks.
We're so mad chicken at wings, we can't even see straight. Right.
I haven't been this mad since the headphones.
Concerts versus chicken wings, which is no longer worth the money.
I'll say concerts.
Chicken wings.
Concerts.
What's that?
It's
2-1 chicken. No, 2-1 concerts.
I'm not pending, smart enough.
Pending
I knew
your vote.
When I asked the question it was going to go badly. Whatever will make it a tie to the captain.
Okay.
Oh, I can afford chicken wings. I can't afford a concert.
Boy, look at him dunking on us with the wings.
We're all like, we can't even get chicken wings anymore. Roger's like, I'm getting chicken wings all the time.
I like my butt chicken wings.
I'm eating them right now.
Thank you, Captain.
Thanks, Captain.
Just want to do a quick shout out to our buddy Skip Weber. He wasn't able to join us for the Sweet 16, which was just two Elite Eights today. But that adds up to 16, right, Rich?
Oh, yeah.
It adds up?
I think so.
I hate math.
I mean, this is radio, so none of us are math whizzes over here.
With the topic of things that are worth the money, I'm telling you, if you're in the market for a car, it is worth it to go to Weber Chevrolet. They are straight shooters. They will get you the best deal. And obviously, you know, when it comes to, like, there's more to it than just the price of the car and sign off on all the dotted line. Like, there's a lot to work through with financing and things. They're just amazing. So, highly recommend. Highly
for
recommend.
Sure. I got my tracks from Weber Chevrolet as well.
Did I mention I bought a Camaro from them?
A couple times.
Another thing worth the money. Not going to lie. I enjoy it every single day. All right, Rach. Andrew, Rach has a story that I'm curious to see if you've ever experienced.
Okay.
I almost feel bad bringing this up because
I don't want to be clear. You are.
Oh,
the,
it's
you
gonna
are,
hurt my feelings.
You
okay,
are,
go
no,
ahead.
No, no, no,
no. It's not.
No.
It's not.
You are the noticer in this scenario.
Oh.
So this happened at a Yu-Gi-Oh card tournament in Japan.
I knew Kevin was going to want to talk about
there
this.
There was a lady competing in the tournament, and she had to drop out, and she took to social media to let people know, hey, it's not because I didn't have the cards. It's because all these dudes I was playing cards with smelled so bad I couldn't take it anymore, so she drops out of the tournament. Mm-hmm.
I think that that was probably just an excuse on her part for because girls are bad at the game.
Oh!
No, I am. So this is not something that I've experienced. I've experienced it myself mostly with my Magic playing. Not my Pokemon playing. They
really? So Magic the Gathering was smellier?
It tends to be, yeah.
And apparently Yu-Gi-Oh! Is bad enough to make a lady...
It is possible, and it does kind of make you wonder... you know, just kind of, I guess, how it gets to that point.
Yeah, well, it's not just in the...
just take a bath, folks.
...card/fantasy game world. This is also a sports thing, too.
Really?
There are times you're just what you're around your teammates and you're just like, dude.
Yeah, but there's a difference.
Dude, no. Like,
you're
all right, just give me an example.
It's not like an active.
No. Yeah, but like, I'm not talking about just on the field. I'm talking about
these are
like
people sitting in an air conditioned room.
I'm talking about like sitting down at the dining hall and I'm not going to name names because there is a chance that somebody might recognize one of the names involved. But I had a teammate who was famous.
Was it The Rock?
For not showering after games and then just going straight back to the apartment. And people are like, bro, did you even shower? He's like, oh, yeah, I did it right back here before. And but he's wearing the same clothes. So yeah. We had a rain delay once, so we tied him to a chair on the mound and let him sit in the rain for a little bit.
Oh, that's a healthy way of dealing with the problem.
Yeah, that's better than just
I'm not saying it's better. I'm not saying it, but we all pranked each other on various things, and that was his punishment for not digging showers.
I don't think that's a prank.
Tying someone to a chair. Well, that's just a prank,
you know what
bro.
Else is not a prank? Not showering and hanging around with your friends.
Yeah. Gross.